This is 7AD, Devonport Strikers, NPL, top of the ladder, and here's coach Chris Gallo. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Darren. How are you, mate?
All right. Things are good with the Strikers, mate.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, we're doing okay. Obviously undefeated so far, and 5 games left. At the minute, we're 4 points ahead of second place. So, yeah, look, it's a difficult one, though, because second place are doing quite well performance-wise as well. So, yeah, look, we just got to take it one match at a time, the old cliche, so to speak, and see how we go. But I certainly feel that we're in a good place.
So you're 4 points clear of Glenorchy.
That's correct, mate. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Kingborough this weekend, Saturday afternoon at Valley Road. Weather should be pretty good. How are the side looking?
Good, mate. It's good to have some of our bodies back now. So Todd Hinson's not far away. Miles Barnard shouldn't be too far away as well. So they're looking good, you know. So it's really good to get numbers back at training, because we've had quite low numbers and whatnot. But that's just down to soft tissue injuries and whatnot as well. So it's been a difficult time in that regard, but we've obviously got through that and managed to win games consistently still. So, yeah, we're looking forward to having a really good week at home again, because last week's performance at home wasn't the best, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it was 1-0 over Riverside last weekend. That was a penalty, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, mate. Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, with some of those senior guys out, like Barney and Todd, what it does, though, you've got to look at the upside, I guess. It gives some younger players the opportunity to play a few more minutes than they would normally get to.
Certainly, and that's been probably our plan for this season, really, is to use this as an opportunity with 14 rounds in the season, is to definitely give some young players like Charlie Bidwell, Jordy Payne, Clive Phillips, more senior football, whether that be with us or with Championship, either one, to get some more game time in that space. So it's definitely helped us in a big, big way. But, yeah, we just can't, at this back end of the season where we're so close to hopefully winning the title, we can't let opportunities slip either. So we've got to make sure that we maintain a high standard in what we're doing, and that the young players that are coming through understand what it means to play for Devonport Strikers.
Yeah. So Kingborough this weekend, so they're, well, I think they're equal third on the ladder. How do you rate those guys?
Yeah, they're good. They took 4 points off us before it down in Kingston. I think we drew with them late equaliser at the end. So, yeah, despite banging on the door for, say, 85 minutes of the game against them and missing plenty and plenty of chances, we walked away with the draw. So we need to make up for that. We need to show that we've made progress in a big way, and particularly at home as well. We need to win that game. So they're a difficult outfit. They're very, very direct. They're physical. But I certainly feel that we've got enough good personnel to beat them.
Right. Your keeper's been going well. He always does, really, doesn't he?
Yeah, consistent. He's consistent. He's had to be caught upon a little bit more than we'd like. He's just growing season by season. So that's full credit to him, because no one sees the hard work that he puts in behind closed doors, mate. So Pitch has done really, really well this season, and a lot of credit must go to him and the goalkeeping coach as well.
Yeah. All right, so it's 2:15 start at Valley Road Saturday.
That's right, Darren, yeah.
Yeah, and as I said before, the weather forecast looks pretty good, and a full day there at Valley Road, the Northern Championships and the 18s and the women's, yep, all up against Ulverston on Saturday as well. So be a big day. I guess, you know, with the NPL team being the top end of the club, it's a sign that, you know, your Northern Championships team, for example, are well clear on the ladder, well, for the time being anyway, and let's hope it continues that way. It's a sign that there's great depth in that club.
Yeah, hopefully. That's what we were trying to aspire for this season with, is to build a real bedrock across the whole club to ensure that we have a platform to build upon for next season as well. So that's important for us, and a lot of good work happens underneath NPL, despite us being the face of the club in some ways. Mm. It's important that the rest of the club follows suit, and they definitely have done. So, even the women's team has done really, really well. So hopefully they're in the WSL next season as well. So it's great to see so many good teams, our team, do well across the board and perform well and whatnot. And especially with our participation numbers so high at our club, it's great to see that as well. So, I'm really pleased for all the coaches and particularly, the players as well to do well. So hopefully we can end the season on a high across the board.
Yeah, you mentioned that women's team that you've got there. I mean, they're regularly scoring upwards of 8-10 goals a game. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, look, I know. Yeah, they've got some great plays there, and hopefully they can grow on that for next season as well. I don't know the ins and outs of it too well. Obviously, we train on different nights and whatnot, but yeah, no, it's great to see Malgoy doing a really, really good job there, mate. He's been a great asset to the club since he's come in, and he's definitely building a real good platform to build upon, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we're in the WSL next season, and we can crack on with it there as well.
Indeed. All right, mate, thanks for the yarn, and see you there Saturday. Good luck.
Pleasure, Darren. Thanks again, mate.